Subways in first-tier cities, such as Beijing and Shanghai, can be crowded, we all know that, especially during peak hours. And it's not uncommon to see the life-or-death race that ensues when subway doors open and people rush to fill the vacant seats. But some Shanghai subway-goers have decided to sit the race out by opting to bring their own stool. Is this a safe solution for those who want to sit on the subway? Let's talk about it, guys. What's going on?
Now, it would be very easy actually to make fun of
Yes.
this, but let's do it. Let's make fun of it. I have to say, first off, that in my mind, the definition of a stool is a three-legged wooden stool. Now,
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a little three-legged wooden stool, which you use to milk cows. You sit on it so you get at the right height to milk
I knew you were
cows.
a stool authority.
Yes, so I'm just bringing the definition into play here, and just saying I don't think it's anything to do with three-legged wooden stools.
Yes.
But what's going on? Well, if you've been online, maybe you've seen a lot of photos of subway passengers. They're taking up space on morning peak hour trains by setting up their own little fold-up stools.
We call it ma zhar in Chinese.
Thank you. Which has sparked criticism, I believe you, which has sparked criticism on Chinese social media, as many things do. And the photos were taken on Shanghai's Metro Line 9. But one user on Sina Weibo microblog website said such behavior also occurred on other metro lines in Shanghai. And I think I was looking over Yu Honglin's shoulder. Jasmine was saying that she's also had experience of this as well and says that it's very dangerous. In her mind, some passengers putting their chairs against the wall, while others are leaning against grab rails. Some passengers on stools seen watching television dramas on their mobile devices. You know, basically getting in the way.
Ugh. New Honglin, who do you think these people are that are doing this?
Name and shame them.
Well, go
It's
ahead.
hard to find names because, well, it's hard to go and ask them what you're doing it. What's your name? I'm gonna write it down and
I think you
publicly
have to do this
say
next time you
that.
Go on the subway.
Yeah,
Oh,
if I
boy.
See any, if I
So
see any.
you.
But actually, I did see pictures of them.
Yes.
And I've seen young girls and boys doing that. So actually, when I was reading this article, my first, well, let's say suspicion is towards the elder folks. I
Yes.
feel like they, if they're doing it, I mean, even though I don't feel it's a good idea, but I think it's reasonable or at least understandable that if they're doing that. But for the younger ladies, not so much anymore.
Why do you think it is a bad idea in your personal opinion? Because you said that. You said it may be a bad idea. Why are these stools on the subway a bad idea?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's safe
Oh,
for
yeah?
those who are sitting there
Oh,
because,
yeah?
yeah.
Okay.
So the stools are not actually fixed on the floor of the cart. It's highly,
Yes.
yeah.
So, not a good plan, really, is
Not a
it?
good
All
plan.
right.
Maybe when there is a break or,
Yes.
because you see, the subways are not like trains.
Right.
Trains, like, just go from one destination to another. It's just a long time journey. But for subways, it's just start and stop all the time. So it's highly possible that it's not safe for the ones who are sitting there. And also for the ones who are standing around them, it's hard for those passengers to make sure they don't step on them or trample them to death or cause some certain damage or injury.
I thought you were going to mention that maybe the view you have when you're sitting on one of these stools is not the greatest.
Yeah, good point. So, Bob, you've
well,
been sitting
no,
on stools a lot.
Bob, do you tell us about your
Do you
stool
feel
sitting
like it
days
will?
and
No,
milking
my
cows?
heart and my mind are on higher things, actually,
Yes,
when I'm sitting on my stool. But no, it's not safe, is it? And I would broaden this out, actually, because I have a thing about people wearing backpacks, Ryan, and also people sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Because you sometimes, anything that's going to take, especially if it's very busy on the subway, then if you start taking up more space than you should,
Yes.
and somebody with a backpack is actually taking up the space of two people, if they even when they're standing, and
Okay.
I don't know how many spaces somebody on a stool is taking up, and what was the other one I said? People sitting on the floor, sprawling all over the place with all their baggage and it seems to be their life possessions that they're
Yeah. Maybe
taking
baggage
from.
in multiple forms, right?
Yes. Emotional baggage is there as well, taking up a lot of space. So yeah, it's selfish. It's not safe. It's maybe a bit weird. I don't know. Is it weird?
You know, I think, okay, so first of all, I feel very targeted by what Bob said, because I am a frequent backpack carrier.
Although I have to say, because you're so tall, your backpack is above my head when I stand next to you.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Don't you forget it. But, okay, so I do see where you're coming from, but at what point, my backpack fits through the security screening area, which means that I feel like that's the standard that has been set for what you can, how big the item can be carried on. Because of people's safety. I think that all things need to be scanned and made sure that there's nothing in these bags. My bag fits in these scanners, so I think it's okay, and I think that's where I would draw the line. As long as your bag fits in this. Now, you guys are both hating on us stool people. I don't actually
use
this.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
Okay, maybe not hating, but you're saying, why are you bringing these stools on my train? Okay. Now, all right. I had to do the...
I'm sorry. I can't believe
the
Hoyong. This needs to be television,
here.
I think.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways, guys, I'm sure you've been on the subway to see that there's sometimes people that have these huge bags, like a burlap sack, almost as big as my upper body. I guarantee these don't fit through the security checks. Maybe they get checked by someone asking to open them up.
Yep.
But still, you're saying that it's not safe because you have to sit down on a stool that was created to sit down. But you, like New Hong Lin, I direct this to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you did not bring up the fact that for X amount of time since I've even been in China, people have been sitting on these bags that they have X, Y, and Z in.
Well, I think there's a difference here. First of all, when you're saying that you can take luggage if it fits the machine, actually there is a certain rule regulation saying the sum of the length, width, and height cannot be over 1.8 meters. So that is the standard here. If it fits that standard, you can take your luggage, your bag, your case, whatever you want, into the subway. And also, I think the difference here is that actually people carrying these huge bags onto the subway is not because they want to sit on them. It's just because they wanted to ship the item from one place to another. And maybe sitting on them is a happy side effect, I guess, but it's not their purpose. So that is actually kind of why the subway authority didn't ban people from taking stools into subway, because they feel like you can see it as an item. So if you want to transport it, it's okay. But you're sitting on it, it's really hard for them to tell what they are trying to do with it. So they didn't ban it.
I got to say, though, that I'm skeptical of whether maybe this is always enforced, because I am pretty positive that many times, almost once a week, if not more than that, I see people sitting on these very large burlap sacks. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I'm saying that if you are going to stop people from sitting on a stool, why are you going to not say anything about these burlap sacks? And you said that these people are moving stuff from A to B. I get that, but my thought is, when you are sharing a public space, it is not necessarily for your moving needs. Like, if I need to move and change houses, I think that it is my responsibility to plan in advance and also maybe get a friend who has a big car and we can make trips, or if I have a big amount of stuff I do just want to carry from point A to point B, maybe I can use a taxi, these kind of things, because this is public transportation and I'm kind of burdening everybody else when I bring on two, maybe three of these bags. There's no limit, right?
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense, except that there are people
who
cannot afford getting a tax or don't even have friends yet.
Yes,
to
it. I don't have any friends.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry.
Nobody's going to help me.
In a strange new city, so maybe they're just here, they're carrying their huge luggages, and they just don't know where to go, and the taxi payment is just so high, and they wanted to maybe just go from the train station to their hotel. What do you want them to do?
Or even if you're trying to travel across country, then a lot of people come into the bus station, say in Beijing, in one part of Beijing, and then they have to get to Beijing South Railway Station
to carry
on
their
journey. Can I just be logical here?
Fine.
And just say that if you have to use a stool, it means there isn't a seat. If there isn't a seat, then the train is busy. if it's busy, people have to stand, and then if that means there's no room to put these little chairs down. So it doesn't make any sense, logically.
I feel like it's possible that some of the stool bringers, bring their stools just because it's a long journey. Because a lot of white collars in first-tier cities, including Beijing, Shanghai, they have to spend a long time commute, a long time to get from their home to work. And it's sometimes an hour or even more. And when that happens, it's possible that the subway is not that crowded and they just need to sit down because it's just a long journey.
Yeah, actually, Bob, I have a rebuttal to what you had just said, because I think we do come from a different culture. And one thing, maybe you can tell me if you've noticed this, but I have personally noticed this when I first came here to China. And that is, though my public transportation experience when it comes to metros is limited, I did spend a significant part of my youth growing up in San Francisco, and we have the BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit. I believe that's what it stands for. Anyways, when the subway's doors opened, it was not a dead race to grab one seat. People didn't seem to really care too much. And can you maybe tell me, is that the case maybe in the London Metro? Are people breaking into a sweat to try to get that seat?
Not as much as I have seen in China, I'm afraid, New Honglin.
So that being said,
but then we have a different, in the UK, we queue, we wait.
You're a big queuer.
It's
professional queuer.
It's not just that. It's just on the escalators, as you're going up and down, you always stand on the one side. So there's almost like an etiquette that you have to stick to. And if people don't stick to it, then you know that they're not from the UK, or they are just being very, very rude. So, and that includes pushing to rush to get a seat on the underground.
Right. So my argument, or what I want to say here, is that culturally, coming to this point of view, I do think we have that outsider opinion where maybe we don't necessarily, people maybe want seats more here in these kind of metros, more so than maybe it happens in the US or the UK, as you had just said, for maybe, you know, cultural reasons. What do you think?
I think that's also very possible. I think that I really try to avoid traveling on the subway for long distances and at very, very busy times, because I think if I had to do it, and let's face it, most people have to do it. They don't actually have any choice.
Yeah.
So what would I do if I was found myself having to make the same regular journey and it was always crowded? I'd bring my own stool. Okay.
Ooh.
Secret's out now.
Bam, baby.
You're not the only one, and I believe they have their own reasons. And also, Zhi Shi Zhijian is saying that it seems that standing on subway is more dangerous than sitting on stool.
Ooh,
which
makes a good point.
Kind of give us an idea how crowded the cart can be during peak hours. And also, Xingxing is saying if it is too crowded, the stool just won't fit in, which I also agree, and it's kind of Bob's logic before.
Yeah.
And, well, anyway, I'm just saying, when you're in public places, try to think about others a little more. And everyone's sometimes on their edges. It's possible that they get really angry towards really teeny tiny things, and just be safe.
Yeah, can you guys maybe tell me what some of these teeny tiny things are, and that people should, you know, tips for kind of just trying to get through that subway ride?
Yeah, well, I'd like to say, well, this year, a pregnant woman in one of Beijing's busiest subway lines, the Line 10, was filmed by other passengers as she sat between the doors of the carriage and the platform, preventing the trains from moving, saying she was angry that no one would give up their seat for her, according to Beijing U's daily reports. And I feel like it's just because, well, maybe she's has some hormone thing going on in her body, but it's people really tend to get subway rage these days.
Yeah, let's talk, you know, that's what I want to address here, is what are some tips maybe that we can reduce the subway rage?
A coping strategy is what we want.
Coping strategy.
I think going back to what New Hong Kong was saying, learn how to hold your breath. And keep your mouth closed as well if you're sitting on a stool, because I think the air down there is not going to be great.
And the view, probably, too. Maybe close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there's some other things, too, like there's something that I personally want to bring to this, and that's sometimes, many times actually, I'm on the subway, and maybe it's not crowded, it's not peak hours, but sometimes someone, though maybe their next stop is not the one coming up, will stand in front of the door. And that is also something that I think, if there's anybody else out there like me, maybe it's something hard to understand. If the next stop's not your if the next stop is not yours, maybe if there's enough room, you should conveniently move to the side or whatnot and clear a passage so people can go in and out. Because I noticed that congestion really happens there a lot.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like it all comes down to be considerate, think about others, and be nice to the world so the world will be nice to you.
And Ryan, don't put your makeup on in the subway.
I never do.
I don't believe you.
All right, guys. In closing, what do you think? To sit or not to sit? Is this the question?
If it's...
Are you going to sit on a stool in the subway ever?
It's a very not crowded cart that... Well, but there's no seats. I will.
She will.
No, I think I'm totally with you there. I think if it's too crowded, no, absolutely not, because you're taking up too much space.
Mm-hmm.
If, say, there are no seats and the whole area around the door is fine and there's plenty of space, why not?
Yeah, if it's crowded, you're at dangerous risk for so many reasons, the view and whatever else happens at that level, you know?
Don't want to know.
But guys, we'll be back after this quick break. Don't go away.